Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Mike Henderson Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is, as always, on Tuesdays, as we do it, though, Tuesday, September 20th of 2016, and we're broadcasting live from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area of the great state of Texas, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and with my co-hosts, Vanessa McCarroll and Crystal Senegal. How you doing, ladies?
Doing great,
thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, and I had to, like, get past all of that, though. I mean, I'm kind of caught in between. It's just been a day for me as well, though. But tonight, the ladies and I have a real treat. Calvin Taylor, the grandson of legendary Johnny the Whaler Taylor, is with us tonight. We're not only going to be discussing his amazing heritage, but his equally amazing recording career, as well as a sample of his unique sounds. But before we get into that, no, I should bring Mr. Taylor on in. I've got to give a quick shout-out to the families of Terrence Crutcher in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina. These are two men who just recently, in the last few days, lost their lives at the hands of the local police department. Now, you know, we know for a fact this has like been an extremely emotional, you know, time period for everybody involved, and us in general as well, though. So I want to actually put that out there to the families. And us here at the Mike Henderson Show, though, you know, you have our deepest sympathies and our condolences and our support for this, though. We have got to stop this from happening, and I had to get that out of there as well, though. But now, moving into the show, because, like I said, it's been an emotional day, though. Like, when this young man's music was brought to my attention, I honestly have to say, though, the feeling was kind of twofold, because, like, I'm an old school guy, not too old, but old enough. And to listen to him, and actually also remember back though, because my mom was a big Johnny Taylor fan, huge. And I remember listening to a lot of that when I was growing up. So it was kind of amazing to actually hear this young man's music, and I kind of got some flashbacks from some of that. So don't be surprised if you don't feel the same way after hearing some of this young man's stuff, though. So I'm going to bring him on right here, and that is Mr. Calvin Taylor. How you doing, sir?
Yo, what up?
You got some explaining to do, bro.
hey, I'm with it. Let's get it popping.
Okay, all right. Okay, so well, first and foremost, I want to welcome you to the show. You know, the ladies. And
hello, Calvin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. I'm glad you're here tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, no problem. I'm glad to be invited.
Yeah, my co-host. And it just so happens that my co-host, Crystal, has a little bit of, like, unique history with all of, you know, with you and... And your famous grandfather. So I'll let you guys get into that as well, though. But just give us a little you know, like a little quick background on yourself.
Well, you know, born and raised in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Oak Cliff, shout out. That's my hood. You know, shout out to everybody over there, South Oak Cliff, and Holmes, Mr. Hill, my band director. Oh, my bad.
Don't say South Oak Cliff. Don't do it.
Hey, I got to keep it 100. I
got to
keep it real.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a South Oak Cliff alumnus.
See what I'm saying? Well, that's where brother.
Exactly. But I'm like Crossroads brother. I'm like Crossroads brother. But anyway, continue on, sir. Continue on.
Yeah, man, I'm a Dallas native, man, and born into a family of singers, because it's not just Johnny, my mom, and her dad and her mom. They all sung like birds, and you know, it was inevitable. It was going to happen. You know what I mean? Even though I tried to be a rapper, but that wasn't. Yeah, that was my cup of tea, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I tried to rap too, and that ship sailed a long time ago, so, you know.
Yeah, once you hit a certain age, man, it's like, you know what, I'm just going to get a job, you know.
Yeah, so, like 17, you know, I was good.
Right. Right. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. I was just always around music. My mother, Benita Arterberry, she's a gospel artist now. But I was raised, I mean, I'm 89 years old, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, watching her rehearse Anita Baker and Patti LaBelle and Sade. You know, I'm supposed to be asleep, but I was always around it. It has never been foreign to me. You know, so
it was never really expected for you to go that route, though, or?
You know what? I let it be known kind of early. You know, I used to get in trouble in elementary school. You know,
did we all?
Well, yeah, I was singing to everybody else's girlfriends when I found out what it was.
So now
like
that's falling out. Here we go.
Yeah, they like that. You know.
Well, we was out there struggling for hours. Oh, all you had to do was walk up and woo, and that was it.
Hey, it was. You know, it was. I thank the Lord. That's all I could do, man.
Well, I hate you now, so don't even worry about it. But anyway.
It's all good. Any publicity is great.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry?
Ladies, is it? Hold on, did we lose somebody? No.
Okay, I can't hear you. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
We good?
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You good now?
Okay. Yeah, I'm
good. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, I mean, you know, station identification. We got moving. Okay. All right. So with that, you know, so like, you know, at an early age, family is like pretty much musical, like pretty much across the board, though, because like, I mean, hell, his influence had to rub off somewhere.
Exactly.
And then you decide to go in as you take that and use it to your advantage while you were advancing in school. Okay, gotcha. So I'm going to leave that as a tip. Leave that as a given. But didn't help me out worth a damn, but that's all right.
Hey, man, I didn't ask to be born, you know what I mean? I'm just here.
You could have slid me an 8-track tape or something. But that's cool. That's all right, though. So, ladies, you got any questions or anything like that?
No, my question is, Calvin, you know, coming from such a musical family, do you feel like your expectations are a lot higher?
You know what? Yeah and no, because I was fortunate enough to be part of a family who they really didn't care what I went into as long as I put my mind to it. You know, they supported me. But it's just really hard to find out that you can sing. And then everybody that you wake up to every morning sings, and that's their daily job. I just haven't really seen anything else in my life but my mother and Johnny, and that's it. You know what I mean? So, you know, but on a personal note, when it comes to being on Johnny's side, there's my dad, Johnny Taylor Jr. You know, he still does his music, but he's getting a little older. So, and then I have another uncle, T.J. Hooker, and then my uncle Floyd, rest in peace, who passed away 2.5 years ago. I'm like the last male that sings on the Johnny Taylor side. So there's no other one. If there are, they're hidden. You know.
They're hidden. Okay.
I don't really call it expectations, but I took it upon myself. Johnny left a legacy, You know, right. And
yeah.
I'm young. I'm still young. My uncle, he's getting older. So, like I said, so is my dad. So when they have to stop, I took it upon myself to be the last one to keep it going. You know,
okay.
It was only right.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have to kind of live up to that legacy in any way, or?
Well, since I put myself out there as that, yes.
Yeah.
You know, had I kept quiet about it, then no.
Okay.
Do you have like a favorite song that your grandfather did?
Oh yeah, Just Because is my favorite, and it's just because I'm such an R&B artist. That's when I write. It's hard for me to write booty songs. You know, I can. Who can't? That's simple. But, you know, writing things that actually somebody can actually relate to emotionally, that's where I go to.
Right.
So Just Because, you know, it hit me in the heart with that one.
Yeah, I know it's like, you know, nowadays, especially with some younger artists nowadays, though, they're really trying to get back into the idea of, like, you know, music. Not just, you know, not just gimmick stuff and all other stuff too like that. Because like you said, like anybody can, you know, can make a booty song.
Right.
But,
exactly.
But can you actually make something to where you actually are reaching your audience, where you, you know, where they can remember it? Something like, you know, memorable, something, you know, that they can really associate with and feel.
Right. Exactly.
And there's definitely not a whole lot of that out there though. And then, you know, like some of the stuff that, because like, I got, your info. And listen to some of your cuts as well. I'm thinking, like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of
catch
myself, though, you know, because in the meantime, you know, I'm writing my promos and all that stuff too, is right there. But I said, I'm actually swaying in my seat and stuff like that. What in the hell? You know, I had to catch myself.
Well, you know what? I make unisex music. You know what I mean?
Okay, well,
everybody can enjoy it.
Yeah, but I miss that so much, though, really. In all honesty, though, and we talked about this, though, I miss that kind of music. I really do.
And you know what? I'm going to say this, and not too many artists will say it, because some artists just don't – I don't know – well, I can't say that they don't. I don't hear that often. That music is there. They just won't let you hear it. You have to go literally buy a concert ticket to hear that real music, like Tank. I give Tank so much credit because Tank sings like no other. You know, when Dino from A-Town was alive, you know, rest in peace to Dino, because that was one of my, that's who I looked up to, was Dino. You couldn't catch me not listening to Dino, you know. I mean, for real, I woke up, brushed my teeth, did the emotions make you crazy, tabbed his mouth full of toothpaste, you know. but that music is out there, man.
Dino. You know, ladies, normally I would pick on somebody like that, but I'm going to let him make it, you know?
You know what? Well, I'm confident in myself. That way you can't get me like that.
Well, consider yourself covered.
Really?
I can't even mess with you on that one.
No, you're good. Because I said somebody like, you know, The Weeknd, then I would expect for you to get at me, you know?
Well,
but I did say Dino, somebody who actually could sing. And back to your point, man, my music comes from listening to people like Tank, Anthony Hamilton, Kim, Dino once again, Dave Hollister was a big influence in my life, Tyrese, Usher, you know, people who actually said some stuff. Now, they all had, you know, songs that they probably had to do that they didn't want to, but mass majority of the music was realistic, you know?
Right.
And that's where I try to come from, man. And I've been through enough personal things to actually be able to write something that somebody next door is going through and I have no idea, but it's real. So I just put it on paper.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not going to pick on country music too much, but it still makes the point, though. No, it still makes the point, though. Those, you know, that was about, you know, stories. That was about, like, you know, a message. Just like back in the day, R&B. It was about feelings. It was about relationships. It was about love. It was about marriage. It was about courting. It was about, you know, trying to get that one man or that one woman, that kind of thing as well, though. You know, what was going on in their lives, what, you know, really, really, you know, affected them and touched them. It's like that, though. Somewhere along the line, we lost all of that.
Right, right.
And then,
exactly.
And then, yeah, and then here you come. Thanks. You know. I'm just gonna make you feel at home. You know.
I already. I feel like that. Believe me, I do. I do.
Okay. So.
Calvin, if you had to name one person that you really want to collab with, past or present, who would that be?
Me.
Who said me?
Ignore Michael.
Oh, I would say
No, really, real artist like that.
You know what?
I can't get
I mean, you can be in the studio. you can be in the studio.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm gonna give you two of them. Actually, it's a female and a male artist. Anthony Hamilton for one, because.
Okay.
Anthony is just, he doesn't have to do all that yelling, hollering, and screaming to get his point across. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. just his conviction and the songs he chooses to record. And so that's him. But if I could actually sing a little better than I can now, Jasmine Sullivan would be I can't wobble like Jasmine. I would have to tell her to calm down, you know?
You wouldn't have to. You just ride that out.
Well, hell, I shouldn't even be on the song.
No, you can hold your own. You get in where you fit in, and you work that out.
Well, I would try my hardest, but it's been a goal of mine to even open up for Anthony Hamilton. You know, I was gracious enough. I just walked on faith like 6 years ago, and. Said something to him on his page. I thought it was like a fan page. And
okay.
He actually responded back. And we had like a 30-minute conversation about my album, Mixed Emotions. He was giving me pointers and things like that. And not too many artists on that level will do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
'Cause I thought it was one of his people. Yeah. But it was Anthony. You know, so I gained so much respect that he took his time out to talk to a peon like me. You know what I mean? So... Yeah.
That's nice.
What's that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I have your.
I mean.
What project are you working on? Have a new album out? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I have to, you know, I have to put out VTM Ladies. For the cruise, I can't not. I was just been waiting for the right moment. You know, Vanessa, Tamika, and Michelle, you know, they called upon me to ask me if I want to be part of something that I believe is going to be mega and colossal because they working so hard, you know. So the cruise, Carnival Cruise, March 20th through the 25th, y'all, you know, whoever's listening should get on top of that because it's going down.
Besides,
oh man, you know, and I am dark, so it's gonna be a lot of love. You know, it's gonna be a lot of love.
we'll see about that though, because we will be there.
Oh well, come on with it. You know, but you know, I gotta Ruffians and Link and the Elder Boys Union.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys ain't too. You know, I got some work to do. You know, so but it's all brotherly love. You know.
Exactly.
But past the cruise, I am working on a new project. Like I said, I released Mixed Emotions a couple of years ago, and I kind of took a hiatus, you know, because music has its ups and downs. And but I got back into the swing of things, and from the results of me just sitting in the studio with my cousin Dirt, shout out Dirt Beats, came Fly Away. And so from Fly Away, I mean – tracks are just coming, you know, like dominoes. I have another track for one of my good friends named Brian Smith, Floss on the track. He's out there in Japan right now. He produced the Bryson Tiller Don't track. And
okay.
So he gave me a track, and I was like, hell, I'd be crazy if I ain't going to just try. You know, so
yeah,
I'm real.
Right. You know, so, and it's an up-tempo. It took me out of my, you know, my comfort zone, but it came out to be a great song, actually. So right now I'm just single, and we're working towards an album, you know. So right now I'm just putting out, I'm just putting it out there to get people something.
Okay, all right, okay. Right. So, and funny you mentioned the cruise. Like I said, like we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. We'll be, you know, we'll be a part of that deal as well. They'll get to actually see you guys perform and mingle and
right.
and check out all the love that's going to go down as well. Though I, you know, I might have to hang myself over the side of the boat while all that's going down. But
hey, man, don't be trying to
find
me a party.
Well, I just did the bar. I mean, it don't matter to me.
Oh, that's just, okay.
So
but I'm excited about it.
School, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be a mess. I'm going to have both of you guys in the same spot. That's going to be crazy.
Hey, man. It's going to be,
oh,
I'm going to have a ball, man. Just, you know, just get, like I told Vanessa and Michelle and them, just give me my seasick pills. I've never been on a big old boat like that. I don't have my sea legs. You know?
I haven't been on a boat either.
Oh, well, hold on to me then.
Yeah, you know, look, I got you, okay? I got you on that, Calvin. Okay, I got you, okay?
Oh, really?
You got to worry about the C6 peels and all that stuff, too, as well, though. All we got to do
peels.
Is make it, all we got to do is cover three things, okay? Three things,
okay.
Straight up.
Okay.
Okay. The drinks,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The food,
mm-hmm.
and the view. That's all we got to worry about.
Okay.
And the view, is easy because the view is going to hit you from the time you get on to the time you leave. You good.
Right on. Right
okay,
on.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
you know,
yeah, the world heard.
On the other hand,
you,
though, we got to work that out. Because
well, I mean, if I have too many, it won't be no performances. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, well, I got you on that one as well, though. I ain't going to be talking, so.
Oh, okay. See, you got the easy way out.
Yeah, exactly. My singing days are over with, though. But it was a long time ago. You know, hey, and you know, like I said, we're here, like chopping it up with Calvin Taylor. You know, the grandson of legendary Johnny the Whaler Taylor here on the Mike Henderson Show, blogtalkradio.com. And we're getting ready to get into a cut real quick as well, though. And this one's called "Fly Away."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Though, so give us a little info about this track before we. Go and blast everybody's ears off with it, though. Pretty good.
Okay. The idea came from just being in bad relationships. You know, 9 times out of 10, majority relationships, the ladies are telling the fellas, look, if you don't want to be here, then don't be here. And I'm going to be honest, Beyonce helped me out to write this song with the last song she did, you know, what's the song? Mm-hmm. Way by, middle finger up, and all that. You know, it's a lot. To me, there's a lot of male bashing songs, and most R&B artists come back with "Baby, I'm sorry." You know what I mean? So this time, I said, you know what? I'm gonna speak for the fellas. We're gonna switch the role real quick. I'm gonna tell you, if you don't want to be here, I'm gonna open the gate and let you fly away. You free as a bird. You see what I mean?
You know, between now and the cruise, I might have to hang on to this song.
See, hey, I told you it's unisex music. That's what the name of the album is. Unisex music.
So here we are with Mr. Calvin Taylor and "Fly Away."
Yep.
Hey, when you get this message, I need you to call me. I really need to talk to you, and I think you need to talk to me. Try to touch you, you pull away.
Yes, sir, though. Here, whoa, yeah. Man. There we go. Okay, really?
Hey. Sometimes it just got to be said, man.
Yeah, exactly. That is my new theme song.
What?
Fly the hell away from me when you... No.
Hey, wait. As soon as I open the door, hit the sky.
Yeah. Take the chickens with you. You know, get them out.
Yeah, everything. Just, you know.
Get up out of here.
You know.
I mean, man, now that was... Really? Okay, ladies, what do you think?
I thought it was really good. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I could have just jumped off a damn cliff.
See, but you know, ladies don't like for the dude to be like, you know what, you can leave. I ain't going no damn well.
No, you go. Bye.
See what I'm saying? Are you?
I love you, but get your ass up.
You know what I'm saying? You know. So
was smooth, bro. I gotta give you for real though. I was sitting there once again. I'm here in the chair, you know. You know.
I appreciate it, man.
I mean, just doing my damn thing for real. Like, hey.
But you know, man. I just really got tired of not hearing. You know, some artists do it, like I said, but a lot of times male artists, man, we just want to talk about sex and, baby, I'm sorry for hurting you. And, you know, I had to be an advocate for the men because, you know, unfortunately, women do it too. Men get hurt. And I heard it was a duet couple, a married couple. They were doing they were doing poetry. And one of the lines that the man said to his wife was, "You were made from me for me." So I was like, To me, you know, sometimes men are looked at as we shouldn't have emotions,
right?
Because we're men. Why? I've been told, excuse my language. You sound like a bitch. Like, wait a minute. Wait, damn, you know. And my question was, why, if you were made from my rib, why would you, where do you think you got your emotions from? We share the same emotions. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But that pretty much comes from, like, the idea of the value system nowadays is pretty much completely different.
Right.
So it boils down to the idea of, like, you know, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that, though. Men feel stuff, you know.
Exactly.
You don't feel something as well, especially if you get hurt. I mean, I don't know why. You know, I'll tell you in a minute, though. You hurt me, I'm going to feel it.
Exactly.
I think when men are hurt, I believe that it's worse for them. They're more emotional. They just don't wear it on their sleeve or whatever, but they're more emotional when they get hurt. So it's hard for a man to, like, really deal with all these situations all over again when it comes to relationships once they've been hurt.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And the stigma,
you know,
it
takes
guys to get over it.
I mean, you know what? It takes us a long time to get over it. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, because we have to hide it so much that when we actually hurt, like, really deeply, oh, man, it's scarring, you know. And
then we're trying to heal and, you know, all that stuff, too, and trying to deal with everything else as well, though. And you can't, you know, and most of us spend more time trying to suppress it more than anything else as opposed to feeling it, though. But you can't tell me at one particular time, let's say, for example, if a close relative passed away or something like that, somewhere along the line, you're gonna have to wind up actually feeling that. And you're going to feel it.
Right.
And it's going to hurt like hell. You might not show it out with, though, but behind closed doors, shoot you on the floor.
You know what I mean? Like, for real.
How many times have you been on the floor?
I can't tell you that.
Look out. Uh-oh.
See, now you're going to get all the personal questions. Now you're going to get in the business like that. Now, just leave it at that. I'll just let you know that I'm still feeling stuff, but you can't, you know, come on now. You don't let everybody in the back cave, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Don't fly away.
Don't hit that, you know, hit the
brakes, sweetie. That was the motivation.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Let me get this up again. She didn't hear it the first time.
She got it.
Yeah, she got it.
Calvin,
your
fans, you know, get that song? Where can we download it anywhere?
Right, as of maybe later on, maybe tomorrow, tonight, because I'm a little apprehensive, you know, I had to talk myself into it, but it should be available on Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, Rhapsody. It's a couple, like six more of them that this song and my album Mixed Emotion, which was produced and by Dirt Beats and written by me, you know, we collabed. That'll be on there too. It's 15 songs of whatever you want, you know.
Oh.
So yeah, it'll be all over the place. It'll be everywhere.
Where are some of your social medias where we can follow you or your fans can follow you?
I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm not a tweeter. I just started Instagramming. But I'm faithfully, like everybody else, am on Facebook, you know, because it's everything thrives and is connected to Facebook regardless of what you do, emails, anything, you know what I mean? So I use Facebook for everything. You know, I try to put all my information out there. So if you pay attention to me, you'll know where to go get it. You know?
Oh, definitely. You know, I know.
Well, that's cool. Cause with that being said, though, I'm just gonna put all his brother's Facebook stuff on blast. It's gonna be on our show page, though, the Mike Henderson Show page on Facebook, and we're gonna actually put that out there as well, though. So you know, hey, so we're gonna put you on blast anyway, though. And I don't know about the Twitter thing as well, though, because I got to get used to that mess myself. But still,
I mean, it's kind of obsolete, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they tweet it, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. I got my cut. I'm good. I mean, I got my
it's money already made.
Yeah, I'm funny. I'm good already, though. But anyway, well, man, though. So this was an enjoyable talk. It really was, though. And I appreciate you actually coming on and spending some time with us, though, like there, Calvin. I'm looking forward to actually like hanging out with you on the boat.
Same here.
Yeah, I say we get in there and get in early.
Hey, I'm with it, man. I'm just make sure I know where my room is so I can lay down.
Exactly. So while they putting all this stuff up in their stateroom and stuff like that, though, me and you can actually run the length of that joke and go and get everything together.
Hey, I'm with it, man. I'm with Link, with Ruffians,
get with everybody. Then we just get this gigantic posse just marching up and down the boat.
Hey. It's going down,
hey,
man. I have my Sharpie. Ready and all that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, because there will be, you know, interviews. You know, there will be, like, you know, autograph sessions left and right, though, so you must go and get ready.
I'm ready. I've been doing push-ups.
And I'm
just going
to be the man standing next to the man, That's how I'm going to run that one.
Cabby, still working out, getting ready.
Hey, you know what? I haven't got to the baby oil stage, but you know, I'm getting there. You know when y'all muscle, they put the, you know what I'm talking about, man.
You got to get the glazed donut ready.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying right now? I'm like Vaseline. You know, I ain't baby oil stage just yet. I'm getting there.
Oh, not the baby oil stage, though, man.
Yeah, no, not yet.
I got the special oils coming.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
This is a different segment.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm working deep right now. it's like 100 and 120 day push up days for me.
See what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There will be some gym time, though, because trust me on that one, though. You got to look good. But anyway, we're getting ready to wrap it up here on the Mike Henderson Show, blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank my man Calvin Taylor for actually joining us tonight. I appreciate it, bro.
Already.
Yeah, yeah. Love your music. Love everything else as well, though. And we'll be back, you know, and we'll be back here next Tuesday. So I want to actually tell all the listeners and everybody else as well, though, if you didn't get to catch a live show, log on to blogtalkradio.com, check out the Mike Henderson Show, and pick up the episode, you know, once it's actually, like, you know, there as well, though, because they are archived as well, though. So I want to wish everybody, first I want to wish my beautiful co-hosts, Vanessa and Crystal. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you. You know.
Thank you.
You ladies have a good night. Man, I want to thank everybody, you know, thank you all for spending the time with me, man. I had a good time tonight.
No, I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed it, though, really, bro.
We're going to
close out
well.
With some more. Yeah, we're gonna close out with some Fly Away anyway, though. But I want to, you know, invite everybody to, you know, to have a great rest of the week, the weekend, and then catch up with us again next Tuesday here on the Mike Henderson Show at blogtalkradio.com. You guys have a good evening, though. Right now, I'm gonna fly away.
Oh,
hey, when you get this message, I need you to call me. I really need to talk to you, and I think you need to talk to me.
I gotta learn how to do that.